Hi guys, it's Gene calling from little old Stratford Taranaki. It was mentioned to me about leaving a recording of the TV, which was mentioned last week, a Samsung UA50MU6100SX NZTV. As a recording of what it's like with the voice guide feature put on. So what I'm going to do is speed up the TV by pressing this power button. This TV, was able to have been set up from start with voice guide. You can adjust the volume down and you can hear it spoken. And it's the same going back up the other way. Okay, so if you wanted to know what was on each channel, you could use the channel button, which is the bottom right. So I'll go back down the channel.
10 to 11:30 TV 2 TV NZ 2 infomercial 9 to 10:30.
You can also go into what you call the electronic program guide. So I'm just going to press the channel button down for a couple of seconds.
Program guide filter via 2 TV NZ 2 infomercial 9 to 10:30 no information.
Okay, and what you can do is arrow up and down through the channels and right and left to see what's on next or what's on previous. So I'll give an example. Sorry, wrong key. You've got to use arrow keys for this, which is in the middle of a round circle.
10 Prime Hot Bench 953, 1020 created by Judge Judy. Courtroom drama gets turned on its head when not just one.
So on the remote, there's a circle which has arrows left and right, up and down, and a select button. So I'm just arrowing down there.
Now 11, the Edge TV world, and 10 to 12:00, the hottest music videos in the world.
So I'm just going to arrow back up.
Today 10 Prime Hot Bench 950.
And what I want to do.
Created by Judge Judy. Courtroom drama gets turned on its head when not just one.
Yeah, see what's on after Judge Judy.
Today 10 Prime, the Doctors, 1020.
So the Doctors is on after this.
Celebrated experts dishing all the very best expertise. The Doctors, so comforted.
It's a little bit slow when updating. That's not too bad.
PG 10 Prime, Hot Bench, 11:15 to 11:40.
Okay, so I'm just going to go back out of here.
New dynamic to courtroom, the TV, Smart Hub, 11 TV.
If I press the Smart Hub button, which is above the volume button and the channel button in the middle, down the bottom, it'll take me into the Smart Hub. And from here I can arrow left and right, see what's there. Netflix is accessible with voice guide. I haven't gone into Google Play, but I'm assuming it probably would be as well.
Preview
New Zealand definitely isn't. Spotify, I haven't gone into either, but it's a matter of sort of going in and seeing what is inaccessible.
Internet,
you can use it like a web browser. I'll just go back to the left.
Preview News, Facebook, Google Play Movies, Netflix, Live TV, app, search.
So if I want to go into any of these, I just press select button in the middle of the circle with arrow keys there. And I'll use my right arrow keys.
Unknown.
Okay, you can actually go in and rename these, HDMI 1 or on one I think it might have been computer, HDMI 1, say, or Blu-ray recorder, or it had suggestions.
Unknown.
I'm just going to get out of here. Because we've got a massive offer just for the viewers. You can now the back button.
Settings.
So, okay, you can go into the settings of the TV. So, you have to press the select button.
Picture.
Array up and down the section.
Done. Grill casting. General.
So I want to go into any of the sections, so I press select button.
General. Devin Hyzen. Network.
And I'm just arrowing down.
External device, e-code solution, accessibility.
And I'll go into accessibility, so I'll press the select button again.
Accessibility, A-Vision. Voice guide settings, on.
Okay, you can actually adjust the voice guide settings, speed it up, slow it down, etc., etc., which I won't bother going into. So I'll just arrow through the section as well.
Audio description settings, on.
So you can turn audio description on and off.
High contrast off.
High contrast, which I don't use. Large off, which I don't use as well. But these are features under the accessibility section. This is a really good thing on the remote. If you go into here.
Press the button on the remote. Control to hear voice information about it. Press the return button twice consecutively to return to the previous screen. If you press the power button,
so basically what will happen if you press any key on the remote, it'll tell you what it does.
When the power button is pressed, one arrow.
So I'm just pressing the arrow keys.
Left arrow, up arrow, right arrow.
I'm going to press the bottom left button, which is the volume one.
Mute.
If I hold it down for a second, it's mute. If I use it up or down, it's
Move upwards to increase the volume. Move downwards to decrease the volume.
Or to decrease the volume, I'll raise the one on the right-hand side.
Move upwards to increase the channel number. Move downwards to decrease the channel number.
What I've done is just turn the TV off. Anyhow, you can do voice searches with it as well because it's got a built-in mic. But these sort of features are available on some of the smart TVs. It might be called something different on Android TV. It could be called TalkBack, or there's another screen reader that's built into that. On the Panasonic TVs, I think it's called Voice Guidance. It's a type of screen reader that'll help you navigate your TV. But it's not to say that it will allow you to do everything on the TV, but this TV is fairly accessible. I've been able to change settings, all the works. And this TV could also be set up from scratch. So once the base is on, you could actually hook it up to a wireless network, etc., by yourself. But, yeah, it's sort of neat to see these sort of functions are coming in. But, the best idea, too, is to download a user manual, ask around, look for those type of features on the on these sort of TVs, ask on the ATEG list, wherever. And hopefully somebody can point you in a direction. If you want to know what other TVs were in this lot of it, you can go to www.accessibilitycentral.net. Go to the podcast and product review section, and it's on the Samsung TV. There's about 10 or 12 different models there that you can sort of look at and from this range. They range in size from small to big, and yeah, but and some not all features may be in them, but as I said, check out the user guide, get them to demonstrate in the shop. They may or may not know they're even in there. So it's basically a little demo of the Samsung TV. Hopefully, on your next purchase for one, you know what to look for. Even some of the older TVs have audio description built in and might not be accessible, but once it's turned on channel 1 and channel 2, you can hear the shows, certain shows audio described, which is great. And also, if you want a website to find out from, www.able.co.nz, look under the audio description section, or get put onto the list and they can email out you are weekly audio described contents every week to your email box. So I think that's probably about it, and hopefully it'll give you something to look forward to in the next TV. And I'll catch you guys later. Okay, bye for now.